Ed Dowd, this was a called shot by you, brother, a couple of months ago on this show, and you actually said, hey, by the time we hit March, I think it's going to be game over. Walk us through what you knew then, why you projected out, and you actually think now it's worse than you actually thought it was, correct, sir?
Correct. So in November, came on your show, my team, Carlos and Yuri, the PhD physicists, did a report on the economy, and the economy showed a deep, deep recession coming fast and furious in first and second quarter. So here we are. The other bad thing that happened in November of 2022, M2, the money supply, year-over-year growth went negative for the first time since 1930. Let me say that again, 1930. This is the fifth time it's happened, and the previous four times since 1868 have been associated with financial panics. So M2 is just basically money, and money is credit. So credit's contracting, and here we are, and the Wall Street Journal, I guess, is fomenting bank runs by reporting that 186 of them are in trouble. So here we are. And I don't know the speed of this. I don't know whether they're going to be able to slow this down or what's going to happen.
Well, actually, hold it. What the Wall Street Journal just said, though, and I want to make sure it's clear. They said, hey, it's not going to be a bank run because the Federal Reserve, they've now given an implicit guarantee to all these banks. That quite frankly, the issue is that they've guaranteed these deposits. So where is that is going to be the most expensive. We're going to see the most expensive bailout in history. These banks are insolvent. The Silicon Valley Bank balance, when you get in to see the numbers, it was insolvent last year. It's got leverage of 185 to 1. A bank should have leverage of 3 or 4, maybe 5 to 1. In the investment banks, 8 to 1. Remember, in the financial meltdown in 2008, they were all over Bear Stearns and Lehman and Goldman Sachs. They had 20 to 25 to 1 leverage. The Silicon Valley Bank was basically a country club with a hedge fund attached to it. It wasn't a commercial bank, and they allowed that to happen. There's dozens of situations out there, and they say 186 banks are in that situation. How do you not have a financial meltdown when the guarantor is the American wage earner, sir?
So what they're going to do is they're going to try to put their finger in the dike, and they're going to guarantee all the deposits, end up nationalizing the banks effectively, like you've been saying, and consolidate, and then there'll be suitors for these banks, probably the 6 systemically important banks. So we're going to consolidate the banks into 6 banks. And whether or not this was a plan or not, that's what's going to happen. And if you think that's going to stop what's coming, it won't. It'll probably delay it. But by the end of this, financial assets will be a lot lower. There will be a global sovereign debt default somewhere. We're watching Japan. We're worried about Japan. We're worried about what's going on in China. So this is going to spread around the globe. And quite frankly, this is beyond everyone's control, including the Fed and the U.S. Treasury.
By the way, just to make sure that you, Ed Dowd, speaking the truth, supposedly the best bankers in the world, the platinum, the premier guys are in Switzerland. You know that? As we speak right now, they're trying to jam their two biggest banks, Credit Suisse and UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland. They're trying to cram those together. The Swiss National Bank, which is their Federal Reserve, their central bank, is trying to cram those together over the weekend so they can open on Monday and have a quote-unquote national champion, essentially nationalize their banking system. That is going on in Switzerland as we speak, as the Federal Reserve, with the discount window, is opening up and making sure that, I think it was $186 billion, they shoveled into these insolvent banks. When banks said they needed for liquidity, that means they're insolvent. Okay, and you saw in Silicon Valley Bank with the lies and misrepresentations of the financial position of the bank and the clown show they had as a board of directors. Ed, when you say it's going to get even worse, what do you mean with that? Credit contraction, they've just printed too much. You have $300 trillion of debt. Rubini's right. There's no way this can be paid off. So you're going to start seeing sovereign debt crises. You're going to see a Japan or a real big country just say, I can't pay for this anymore. Like, by the way, remember, the United States is the same thing. This is this debt ceiling issue. Unless the Fed keeps printing money, unless we keep monetizing the debt, there's no way that we can pay this off. It's impossible. Ed Dowd.
Yeah, so, you know, the release valve for all this debt is going to be a currency issue and a global sovereign debt default. So currency wars are coming. There'll be debasing of currencies, which will lead to a kinetic war. I mean, this is, look, I don't want to be a doomsayer, but this is beyond everyone's control. We're at the end. And it's imploding on itself. It just Once money supply goes growth year over year goes negative, it's over.
This is like the Great Depression. After the high of the 20s and World War One, in the late 20s, early 30s, it collapsed. They tried everything they could possibly try. And by 1937 to 38, even the United States, they were out of the tools at the time, and it led into a global conflict. You think this is like the late 30s. This is the end of the world order that came up. The neoliberal neocon world order is collapsing in front of us. You believe that? And it's going to have to crash, and we rebuild some system. A new system out of the ashes of the old?
Yeah, it won't be reported. You won't see it on TV, but it's going to happen slowly over time. And we're looking at the end of globalization. Obviously, peak globalization was a while ago, and now we're going to go to decentralization. That's just the nature of how these things work. We're going to have to figure out a way to get together as a country and come out on top of this, because there's going to be kinetic wars. I don't see any way around it. I don't want to and will there be war this year? I don't know. Next year, maybe. But it's coming unless we fix this problem. And we need to get some adults.
Well, there's a kinetic war right now in Ukraine that's approximately, we're financing that. If we cut off the money, the war would end tomorrow. We're fighting it with, we're going to fight the war in Ukraine against Russia and China now until every Ukrainian's dead, right? We'll fight until as many Ukrainians as they want to serve into the charnel house of Ukraine. And this is the great tragedy of it. Ed, your book is a landmark book. Go ahead.
The kinetic war, obviously, in Ukraine is a kinetic war, but I'm talking about kinetic in that U.S. citizens start fighting. And that one, I don't want to see, but I don't see how we get around it at some point.
Ed Dowd, how do we get to the book that's a landmark book about the death situation related to vaccines? And then how do people get to all your financial analysis that you put up every day?
The book is Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 21 and 22. Our site with all the financial stuff and the Humanity Project with all the vaccine damage, financetechnologies.com, spelled PH instead of F. And I'm on Twitter at Dowd Edward and on Getter at Edward Dowd. I'd love to come back on and talk about the absence rates and work time rates next week, Steve.
We will make Ed. We got plenty of time for you. You're prescient in your calls because you are data driven and analytically driven. So thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Always got time for Ed Dowd.
Thank you.
Audience loves you.